Tonight, the Claudette Carter Art Mentors Program art show opens, exhibiting the work of three high school students who spent several months shadowing a professional artist. I spent time with current and former mentees who talked about learning what it takes to become a working artist.
To do the figure behind the trees as just kind of this
part. Nancy Lovendahl and Jaden Costello are sitting in the art room at Basalt High School. Jaden's sketches are spread out across the table.
I did that with this piece, which is...
like you created a new idea of constellation.
Mm-hmm.
They're going over her concepts and techniques, and then the conversation moves into how these pieces could be installed at an exhibit.
And I don't really want them to, like, get lost.
Oh, you're saying scale it up?
Yeah, like these...
This seems more like professional artist territory, but helping a young artist navigate that world is the goal of the program. Lovendahl started the mentorship over a decade ago to honor her friend, fellow artist Claudette Carter, who died in 2007. She wanted to guide high school students through far more than just the fun part, making art.
It's for their understanding of what this career path looks like in a more intimate way.
Three students are selected for the mentorship, and they each work with a local artist, preparing to exhibit their work at the Art Base. But there are lots of steps before they get to the opening.
We write a resume, we apply for a scholarship, they learn how to greet people at the opening.
For Jaden Costello, the mentorship has allowed her to develop new skills and express new ideas. She says she's always loved to draw, but as she grew older, she wanted to go deeper.
Like when I got into high school is when I really started thinking about like what I want my art to say.
Jenna Moe, the executive director of the Art Base, says that passion is one thing they look for in potential mentees. But the mentorship is ultimately meant to offer a helping hand.
If you're already in private arts classes and you already have a studio in your home, it sounds like you have the help that you need. We're looking for students who this program could make a big impact on. They have the curiosity and they have the talent, but having a mentor could push them even farther.
Monique Rodriguez was the program's first mentee 10 years ago. She says that if she hadn't gotten the mentorship, she might not have even studied art in college. A lot of people told her she wouldn't get a job.
And I had done the show with Nancy and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go with art. And it was the best decision.
She credits that push from the program with opening door after door for her. She went to college.
In Salem, Oregon, Willamette.
Studied lots of different kinds of art.
I even learned welding.
Got a grant to travel.
We went to South Africa for 3 weeks.
And got real-world experience.
I was able to get an internship to work at the City Museum.
The mentorship also helped Rodriguez through some lonely times. Her parents both worked a lot, and she had to take care of her younger siblings. Art became her outlet.
Nancy's really good at helping you through the emotional aspect and really pulling you through that so that you can do the work but not be broken by it.
This is exactly what Mo wants to hear. She wants students to know that art can be a career, but it can also be a way for them to come into their own.
Students go through hardships or have family situations that aren't great, and they're just so strong and resilient, and it's nice to see art as a way for them to find a voice.
Jaden Costello agrees that this mentorship has been a source of emotional support. She was homeschooled before she came to Basalt High School, and it was a difficult adjustment.
And I was really shy, and I found it really hard to get involved in programs and clubs and everything.
She's gained confidence, which is good because her work is about to go on display for the public. Lovendahl will be there at the opening tonight, cheering her on from the sidelines. But she gets a lot out of the mentorship, too.
Jaden reminds me of really what it's all about. And I really sometimes need to be reminded of that.
Tonight at the opening, attendees will see more than student art. They'll see the culmination of the months of support it took to create three confident, professional artists. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.